The Internet, which analysts say is responsible for $10 trillion in annual online transactions, is a cornerstone of the global economy. But ultimately, the importance of cybersecurity can be summed up in just one word: confidence. That's what underpins everything we do on the Internet.
Commerce Secretary Gary Locke convening the Symposium on Cybersecurity in the Commercial Space, designed to focus on the government role in protecting the .com Internet domain where so many companies do business. The symposium was co-sponsored by the Department, the National Institutes of Standards and Technology, the International Trade Administration, and the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. Locke says these organizations, which are part of his department, are on the forefront of cybersecurity efforts.
One of the Commerce Department's most important accomplishments went into effect a few weeks ago, when DNSSEC was fully deployed at the root of the domain name system. This action essentially gave a tamper-proof seal to the address book of the Internet and applies to .com domains as well as to .us, .edu, and .gov. The Commerce Department is also continuing to play a central role in a variety of other cybersecurity initiatives. Working with the National Security Agency, we're helping to standardize cybersecurity controls across national security systems and the rest of the executive branch. We're also helping the Department of Defense better manage cybersecurity risks stemming from an insecure global supply chain.
The private sector is both the solution and simultaneously is also the target of cyber attacks.
Following Secretary Locke with keynote remarks at the symposium, Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski. She has several reasons to be interested in cybersecurity. For one, she chairs the Senate Subcommittee on Commerce, Justice, Science, and Related Agencies, and as such helps approve spending bills for the Commerce Department and NIST. Mikulski also takes pride in pointing out that NIST is headquartered in prime Maryland territory, a large, sprawling campus in Germantown, Maryland, just west of I-270 in the Montgomery County Tech Corridor. And she wants to boost NIST's already considerable role in laying the groundwork for the technical underpinnings of cybersecurity.
This new technology needs to be built to standards. And this is where NIST comes in. The standard should be and must be a United States standard, not a China standard. I believe that the country that creates the standards first will create the products and the jobs first. We admire the work of the National Security Agency. It is our reservoir of cybersecurity and talent and expertise. But it is a military agency. It is a security agency. Its job is to protect .mil. Its private sector needs a civilian agency to go to, as I've said earlier. I believe that one of the gateways and one of the primary gateways of the private sector into our government and our government, again, to work to develop our qualitative edge is the National Institutes of Standards. I love NIST. There's nothing like it.
Wielding her authority as the chair of an appropriating subcommittee, Mikulski has introduced legislation to make her vision of NIST as a cybersecurity leader a reality.
What I have created in the Appropriations Committee is a national cybersecurity of excellence at NIST. I have funded this at $10 million. And what will it do? Well, it's going to create a hub of innovation and development, a gateway for the private sector to forge partnerships to adopt mutually beneficial research, cyber technology tools, and other important things.
Mikulski adds that the NIST National Cybersecurity Center for Excellence will serve as a technology transfer center for academia and industry, will help fund what she calls merit-based research into cybersecurity, and also promote leap-ahead next-generation cybersecurity technology. For some perspective, we asked two of the top minds in IT security to comment on Senator Mikulski's bill after listening to her speech. Vince Cerf is a vice president and chief internet evangelist for Google here in Washington. Jim Lewis is a director and senior fellow with the D.C.-based Center for Strategic and International Studies. Dr. Cerf says he's slightly biased when it comes to NIST.
Well, first of all, let me say that I chair the Visiting Committee on Advanced Technology, although I'm not speaking for the committee when I respond. But I do have some insight into NIST's activities in this area. I see this not as necessarily a unique thing, but as an expansion of what NIST has already been doing. They've been very much engaged in cybersecurity for quite some time, and in its application, for example, to the smart grid program and to healthcare and so on. So I think that the senator's idea is to increase the level of activity there, to put more manpower on it, and to increase the amount of interaction between NIST and the private sector. So I'm favorably inclined to support this idea. It remains to be seen, of course, how it's implemented, and that will be the real proof of the idea.
Absolutely. Jim Lewis, tell me your thoughts about the senator's idea.
Well, cybersecurity has a lot of moving parts, so when you say NIST has a role, we want to think about what is it that NIST should be doing. But within those many moving parts, standards are crucial, and research on standards and partnership with private industry in developing standards and working internationally to get those standards adopted across the world, NIST has a crucial role. So if they can focus on the things they're good at, I think this is a great idea.
Jim Lewis from CSIS, and before him, Google's Vince Cerf. Senator Mikulski's proposal to boost NIST's cybersecurity profile has been approved by the Senate Appropriations Committee as part of the Commerce Department Appropriations Bill. It now goes to the full Senate for consideration. At the Reagan International Trade Center in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.